for everyone has experienced the apparent reality of a sleeping dream. Let's say that when you fell asleep last night, you had a dream. And in that dream, you were told that you had been born in a certain place at a certain time, and that certain people were your parents. In your dream, you went about your business, working and playing, laughing and crying, rich or poor, sick or well, young or old, hot or cold, wet or dry, experiencing the entire spectrum of conscious existence. But I ask, during this dream, could you see yourself lying there in the quiet repose in the darkness of your bedroom? No, not as long as you remained within the purview of your dream. Why? Because an interesting phenomenon that occurs in a dream. Let's call it the dream context. And remember this because it applies to the waking dream also. It's as though there were a high, impenetrable wall that is suddenly erected around the dream so that all you can see is what is taking place within the context of your dream. What you are apparently experiencing within the dream seems to be all that exists. That's why we actually cry out in pain or pleasure, joy or fear, etc. We just can't see over the mental wall of that dream illusion. If we could, would there be any cause to fear? Fear of the illusion called a dream? There'd be no reason for it. Now, let's look at another circumstance that occurs within the dream. Let's say that you're experiencing a frightening physical problem. You think you had gone blind. It just scares the dickens out of you. Scares you so bad you wake up and your heart's just pounding. And you open your eyes a little bit, and you peek around, and you see the light coming in through the curtain, or see it coming up and down the hall, and you say to yourself, thank goodness, it's only a dream. And your heart quiets down, and you didn't awake fully, see, you only awoke just a little bit, just enough to see that you weren't blind. And what occurs? Because you didn't wake up fully, in almost every instance, you slip back into your previous dream. Everything's the same. Same carpet, same wall, same curtains, same people. Everything's the same in that dream. Except you are no longer blind. Your dream has changed in that respect. It changed in direct proportion to your glimpse of reality. You glimpsed a little bit. You woke up enough to see you weren't blind. And that glimpse of reality changed your dream. Now, we all know that's true because we've all experienced nightmares. Dreams so bad we didn't want to stay in them. And we've all learned the knack of waking up, not just partially, but fully. Because we've learned that if we wake up fully, the dream disappears. Totally. And we can go back to sleep and not be troubled by the horrors of that dream. We get up and get a drink, or we read a book or do something so that we awaken totally instead of just partially to see that we weren't blind in this. Now remember what Mrs. Eddy tells us. There is no more reality in the waking dream than in the sleeping one. Now may I suggest to you that you get out your third series of We Knew Mary Baker Eddy and turn to page 44. Now, this is a letter that Mrs. Eddy wrote to Calvin Hill when he was going through a claim of what he considered lung problem. And in it, she recommended that he go to Science and Health and turn to page 188, paragraph 3. Now, this discusses in detail the waking, sleeping dream. And it also points out that there is no more reality in the waking dream of mortal existence than in the sleeping dream. It's interesting to know that he never told Mrs. Eddy that he was having a problem. She intuited this, and she gave him that letter because she knew that's where the problem was. Now remember, doesn't what we see, feel, and hear seem just as real and material in the sleeping dream illusion? But tell me, what happens to all the pain and discord we feel in the sleeping dream the instant, the very instant we awaken? The painful discord stops immediately, doesn't it? Why? Simply because we suddenly see and understand with certainty, that it is an illusion. Even if our dream of disease or injury is so serious appearing that we believe we are at the very point of death, they disappear immediately when we awaken and we are in happy, good health. We see that it was all an illusion, a mental illusion. And this with this awakening, of course, it disappears. Now, Mrs. Eddy wanted everyone to understand that we are dealing with a mental illusion. She required the members of her household, when they had a physical problem, to put the words belief of in front of the claim. If they had a stomachache, they had a belief of a stomachache, a belief of a headache, whatever. I know I have for years, when I wrote down in a calendar some patient's claim or something, I put BOF. That was my shorthand term. I boffed it. But the moment you do that, it's the most effective thing there is. The moment that you regard it as a belief of, what have you done? You've converted it to a mental cause instead of a physical cause. Now, with sense testimony, the difficult thing is not to believe that pain or sensation was not emanating from the body. If it appears your leg hurts you, it's difficult not to think that that pain isn't there in that lane, the leg. But it isn't, of course. And in a sleeping dream, when you were dreaming that you had a pain in your leg, What happened the instant you awoke? It was gone. Now, it couldn't have been gone if it had been in the body. And she tells us that now I ask, is there any more reality in the waking dream of mortal existence than in the sleeping dream? There cannot be. And so what seems to be an experience in the body is not in the body at all. It's a part of a mental illusion. And that's what we're about, is learning to deal with this mental illusion.